Welcome to tonight's sleepcast. I'm glad that you're here. If you're new to the channel, this is our sleepcast series where once or twice a week we sit down and talk about any topics that came up during the week. Keep in mind that this series is not something to listen to early in the morning, driving to work, at a gym working out. If you're looking for early morning motivation, there are plenty of other videos on YouTube that you could explore. And this series is not about meditation either. We're not looking at any meditation benefits. Again, there are other videos that serve the purpose on YouTube. This is something that I'm trying out. Imagine falling asleep to a podcast that was not intended to put you to sleep, but you just happen to be tired and it's the end of the day and you feel like falling asleep listening to the sound of something, whether your TV, your computer, your music, or whatever video games that you were playing, just something to listen to. And that's what I'm trying to create here, something to fall asleep to. So long, long time ago, when we didn't carry around our phones with us 24/7, and the main way of communicating or getting the necessary info was not texting, it was actually picking up the phone and calling someone. Over time, that habit, it got replaced by other ones. I remember when we used to call people, sometimes I fell asleep to the voice of the person on the other side. Reminds me of a much, much simpler time, and I want to recreate that experience for us. So we don't know each other, I don't know you, you don't know me, which is good. Because this is how I get to talk to the real you. Your true identity, the one you come home to. I know I'm not talking to the multiple masks that you put on to get through the day. So I hope you enjoy this series. Any suggestions or recommendations are very much welcome. And if I inspired you in any way to create your own sleepcast series, let me know because I would love to listen to you talk as well. But for now, so let's sit back, relax, and enjoy this lovely evening with this episode where we'll talk about I don't know what and in what order yet. Let me think. Well, as promised in previous episode, we can talk about slowly selling out, or watching someone slowly selling out. I mean, it's all good. I mean, someone gotta do it. It's not easy. It's a very difficult position to be in. And I feel we judge way too often, and way too soon. Thank you. Have you ever seen movies with very funky twists at the end? And things just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, are just not what or how they seem to be from beginning. And it's upsetting, but in a good way. Like, you're upset, but you understand why things had to happen that way. Recently, I've been watching a cartoon series, and one episode in the series brought up the idea of maybe the universe that we're living in right now is just a very small part of someone else's universe. And the sole purpose of our existence is to power up someone else's system, like a car battery to a car, in order to keep our universe from being wiped out or tossed out. Very hard decisions need to be made. Those decisions might look very unpopular at first, but in the long run, they benefit our universe as a whole. Or at least to some extent, they prolong our existence, like we get to live another day. We might not agree with those decisions, but they are the ones that keep us here. So coming from that perspective, what if someone's action, which seem unpopular at times, are actually the ones that keep the world go round? I feel sometimes we're too quick to judge. We haven't got the opportunity to see the big picture. We understand we're living in the world of hate and pain, full of mean people who want to do harm to others. But sometimes I have a feeling that we don't see the full reality of things, and maybe they're being kept away from us for a reason. What if pain was put on the shoulders of few individuals, and somehow the energies that they carry got spilled over, and the energies crossed over into our reality are still nothing compared to what those individuals have to endure? We just don't know the full story. So on a more cheerful note, I think there's a difference between seeing someone slowly selling out and finding out someone has already sold out. Now, first of all, finding someone has already sold out is like discovering your ex's new boyfriend or girlfriend on Facebook. You didn't see it coming, but suddenly they're just all over your newsfeed with their hair and their perfect smiles. And you can't help but wonder what happened to the person you used to know. But because that didn't happen on your watch, so there's still some deniability. Like, you could say, "Sorry, I couldn't be there for you." Or when someone asks you, "Did you know anything about this?" You could say, "Oh man, don't look at me. I got nothing to do with this. I was in Texas. I got nothing to do with this." But watching someone else slowly selling out is different, because now there's no deniability. Now it's happening on your watch. It's not like you're supposed to do something, but it's happening and you know it's happening. So there's no alibi. All of a sudden, it's your responsibility. Either that, or it's your ego, or you're just mourning the memories of a good time, knowing that you can't go back to the past. What do you think? Just some random thought that I had. I hope you enjoyed tonight's podcast. If you have any suggestions or recommendations, feel free to reach out in the comments. And as always, I hope you have a good night's sleep, and I'll talk to you in next Sleepcast. Sleep well.